We're joined right now by the national lead writer on the NFL for Bleacher Report, the pride of Mount St. Joseph's, author of numerous books, including You Negotiate Like a Girl with Amy Trask, Snake, The Legendary Life of Ken Stabler, a very good friend of the program, Mike Freeman. Mike, good morning. What's up?
First of all, Jim Schwartz, who I went to Mount St. Joseph High School with, defensive coordinator for the Eagles, got into the Mount St. Joseph Hall of Fame, and I have not. So I am awful and terrible St. Joe alumnus, and he is obviously great. How are you, Jim?
You know, Mike, I'm awesome, but to me, you are still the pride of Mount St. Joseph's. I want to get to Jim Schwartz a little bit later on, and just because you're not in the Hall of Fame yet or now doesn't mean it won't happen still. Especially with this report or this piece you did on Aaron Rodgers. Mike, I got to start right there. Really compelling interview with Aaron Rodgers up on Bleacher Report. And you start with the sentence, quote, is the most talented quarterback in the history of football about to get even better? First off, it's a strong claim that he's the most talented quarterback in the history of the game. Lay it out for me. What have you seen that makes you say that about him?
So I've heard from a lot of Patriots fans so far today.
Right.
I think he's the best combination we've seen in league history of athletic ability, accuracy, and ability to, Jim, just digest the game. I don't think there's anyone that's been better at all three of those things. There's obviously been, I mean, Tom Brady is a guy that most people say is the best of all time, and there's obviously some points to that, and I would agree with that, and I've gone back and forth between these two. And sometimes I get 1 week it's one guy, next week it's the next guy, and I don't know what to do. I'm just being honest about it. But I think saying that he's the most talented is pretty safe territory. I mean, you just don't see guys, if you look at the history of the sport, they usually are great in one or two areas. They're great athletes, or they're greatly accurate. Like Tom Brady's not the greatest athlete, but he's so accurate and such a strong leader. And you see, go down history, you see other guys who excel in certain categories, and he excels in pretty much all of them. He's at the top of the list in many, if not most of them. So I think saying he's the most talented is pretty safe territory. And the big thing with him is I think he's got he's played with some really good offenses, 2011, but I think he's got the best offense now he's ever played with, because as he said, the X factor is Jimmy Graham. And Jimmy Graham is a guy who, if he stays healthy, he's impossible to stop. He's great. So it's pretty good to be Aaron Rodgers these days.
Mike Freeman joining us. All right, Mike, so the second part of that statement is he's about to get even better. Is that because of the surrounding cast he has right now or something else? What makes you say that at this point of his career, he is about to get even better?
I think the big part of it is, Jim, just the surrounding cast, the people around, the players around him are better. I think he's got a little bit of a better defense, but that offense to me, Devontae Adams is just tremendous. It's hard to say he's underrated, but he kind of is in a lot of ways. He's a physical monster and is a very smart football player. You throw in Jimmy, they got a better running game, they got a better offensive line. And I think the big thing with him is that he can do as much as they want, but I think he's going to be able to do less. He's going to have other guys be great instead of having him always be the one that has to be always great all the time. There's people around him now, like Jimmy Graham, who can really help him just relax a little more and just be a quarterback and not always have to carry the entire franchise on his shoulders. There's still going to be a big part of that, because he's Aaron Rodgers, and you saw what happened last year when Aaron Rodgers is out of the game, the whole offense just collapses when he gets hurt. So there's still going to be a part of that, but I think more than we've seen before, he's able to really just kind of just dial up things and just let other people win games and not just have it rely totally on him.
So my bottom line is for me, they're good, or are they Super Bowl good this year?
This is a Super Bowl team. You know, Jim, it's just part of it is whenever Aaron Rodgers is playing and he's healthy and he's being Aaron Rodgers, they're always a capable Super Bowl team. I think this, though, is almost a definite Super Bowl team. Now, that, as he said, that the conference is just stacked. I mean, there's a lot of good teams. The Vikings are quietly building this monster defense with this addition of the safety today. But I think when you have Aaron Rodgers and if Jimmy Graham stays healthy and all these things, they have all these pieces in the place, I think they have a better defense. This is without question a Super Bowl team. Now, it's going to be a really, really brutal year in the conference because there's so many good teams, but I would put them right at the top right now.
Mike Freeman joining us once again. So, Mike, obviously the big storyline of the preseason has been the helmet rule. So where does the league go from here with the rule? For instance, are they cracking down in the preseason with the intention of dialing it back in the regular season, or is this the way it's going to be going forward?
You and I have talked about this repeatedly, about how this rule is going to be a disaster. We've been talking about this for months.
We have.
And it's going to be a disaster.
And it is.
You're seeing it now. You're seeing it unfold, why it's so difficult to do this and what they're trying to do. I understand sort of the overall point. They're trying to make the game safer, but it's an impossible mission for the referees, for the game officials to do this. You can't police football at this speed that they play and at this level of power and strength and how fast the game is and ref it the way they want to ref it. It's virtually impossible. It just can't be done. And you're seeing why. And the way it stands now, they're trying to sort of find ways to maybe tweak it, and they're talking about it, and they're doing videos about it, and they're having conferences about it. But so far, it looks like this rule is going to move forward. And if it does, as you and I have been saying, it's still going to be, if it stays like this, and all the indications are right now it is, it's going to continue to be a disaster. You're seeing coaches finally go on the record more. They've been saying off the record and privately about how this is going to cost coaches jobs, how it's going to be hard to manage. So it's going to be, this is a very pivotal season, and that this rule could really dramatically affect what happens, how the outcomes, not just of games, but of seasons, of destinies. And it could really, really get ridiculously bad. It's already there. Now you're going to see it, I think, go into the regular season, Jim.
Mike Freeman joining us for a few more moments. Mike, it's August 22nd, and Khalil Mack still does not have a new deal with the Raiders. What is taking so long, and how much longer could this go?
Khalil Mack, like other guys, like Aaron Donald and other guys, see their contracts they're just not worth what they signed. Now, you could say they signed them, and that's true. They signed those deals. So they signed them, and you got to live up to them, and I get it, and that's true. But guys like Khalil Mack so outplay them, like Aaron Rodgers has so outplayed his, that the contracts are just almost meaningless. And Mack is I don't know if people understand this, he's a very sharp guy who understands the finances of football. How much money the owners make, how much money everyone else makes, and they make a lot of money, the players do.
Hey, Mike, how much money his coach makes?
Yes. He said what John Gruden got paid. They know that. So he's gonna sit tight as long as he can. Now, the problem for him and some of these other guys that are holding out is that the rules are completely against them. The CBA is completely against them. And eventually they have to report, or they start losing accrued seasons, they start losing money, they get fined. It gets really, really bad, and eventually he will quit. But right now, he seems pretty satisfied with his sitting out, and that's why it's taking so long. He wants to be paid like a top-tier guy that he is.
This guy is digging in. I mean, this guy's digging in. Aaron Donald, it seems like at least the Rams are in the same ballpark or the same area code. However you want to put it, it seems like there is a discussion, a negotiation. It does not feel that way with the Raiders. Listen, one last thought. You were talking to a longtime AFC assistant coach who told you the team with the most promise is Jacksonville. Now, if I told you a year and a half ago that somebody would say that Jacksonville had the most promise, what would you have said?
I would have said, no way. This has always been the Jaguars. They've had some success. I mean, when Tom Coughlin was coaching, they went to the title games. They had a good franchise early on and more recently, they have not been good. And now they have just built a really, really tremendous team, a stacked roster. Now, you can talk about the quarterback. I understand that. But everything around the quarterback, that defense might be the best in football. They have a really strong running game. They've got some good receivers. They have a really talented franchise. And I can see why this coach would say that, and other people think this. You look at the roster, you look at the talent, it's really, really good. Now, they have a lot to prove, and this is going to be a really interesting year coming off all the success they had last year, taking the Patriots kind of down to the wire, and seeing if they can sort of stay cohesive and a team is one of the biggest challenges in the NFL and professional sports. But they seem to have a good handle on everything, and, yeah, it's a really shocking thing to say that they are – really good. And it's like shocking when someone says Star Wars is good because Star Wars is terrible. So it's like that kind of shocking, Jim. You feel me?
No, not now, not usually, not ever. He's the pride of I don't. Star Wars v Star Trek. Star Trek, what? Right? Bleacher Report, what? Oh, we're out of time. Bleacher Report NFL National lead writer Mike Freeman. I do feel you, Mike. You're the best. You're the pride of Mount St. Joseph's. Good job, Mike. Thank you much. Have a great day.
All right, man. Talk to you.
Hey, listen, put down the phone, pick up a book.